Welcome to episode 125, Fresh Air at 5. This is the 125th episode. I cannot believe that we are 5 quarters through of episodes. You know, 125, and wow, it's crazy. So in this episode, we hear lots of different things, and I'm going to keep it a secret. You're going to have to go and keep on listening and hear what I listened to this week. Inspiring things, fantastic, and so I encourage you, how with that, to carry on. So don't push pause, don't go away, keep on going. Episode 125, Fresh Air at 5.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Goins from the Reimagine Schools podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected. Hey, PLN, it's June 5, 2023. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Here we go. Just like those cars are going, I'm going, and lots going on still. So this past weekend, my daughter's rugby team won the provincial championships here in British Columbia, Yale Secondary. Unfortunately, my daughter wasn't able to play in the gold medal game as she was part of a children's choir, and they had a fantastic concert on Saturday. Full dress rehearsal on Friday with like 125 singers and 2 concerts on Saturday. Came home from that. I did things, made a QR code for the program at the last minute because it didn't get printed. So, you know, these skills that we have as tech geeks come in handy in moments like that that people don't necessarily associate with technology. And then my daughter's 15th birthday yesterday, so happy birthday, Grace. I like you, love you, and glad you are doing well. All right, so this morning, while walking, I listened to episode 155 of Tech Tools for Teachers. This is the Summer Skills Practice season finale episode, and Shanna, thanks. Good morning to you and Fuzz. Hope you're doing well. You guys are on summer vacation now? Oh no, I think you're still teaching, but no more episodes until mid-August. They bring us some skills that kids can work on at home, that should be worked on at home possibly, depending on your family, etc. And those are typing and spelling this year. We have kids type with a Z, .com as a typing tool that they can use with games and things like that, as well as home spelling words. And there are free things on these sites. There's also some pay stuff, so just be mindful of that as you're telling your families to look at that. And yes, so very good. And then there's Hello History. It's an AI app that you have on your phone that you can chat with people from history. All right, that's all. Gotta go. Bye-bye. One more thing for June 5, 2023, listening to Prairie Rose Possibilities, episode 4.03. As Cammie Canikins, faithful listener of Fresh Air at 5, hi Cammie, has interviewed Jamie Didichuk out of Warren Pierce School in Alberta and talking about their archery program and how that has grown over the past 2 years as the students have learned more about archery, become more skilled archers, and a goal of theirs this past year was to attend and participate in tournaments, 5 tournaments, including provincials in Alberta. And that's fantastic to hear because that is like authentic audience at this level of learning about archery. Going to tournaments and showing up and participating and watching those that are better than ourselves. So important. Yeah, for myself, I go fly fishing, you know, and I go out to the lakes and I watch those around me and I spend time with those, you know, through social media that are much better than myself to improve my own skills. I watch YouTube so I can learn and learn and learn. So it's always about learning, and it's fantastic to hear about the kids learning about archery. And now that you are making progress through this archery, that you're getting into 3D animals and target shooting with animals, you know, like, yes, foam animals that look lifelike, and you put them at distances, and it's like, yes, there's competitions for that. My friends, I've got some friends from the past out here in British Columbia at the archery club here that participate in 3D archery. Makes a big difference when you get out and actually get into hunting with a bow. So yes, that's probably a long ways down the line, but you know, some of these kids that are being exposed to these things at this time could probably be hunters in the future if they continue on the trajectory that they are on. All right, thanks, Cammy. Thanks, Jamie. Great to hear about Warren Peters Archery Program. Go take a listen to this series, because it is encouraging to hear how we can take and use the resources around us to grow kids. Okay, bye. Another one more thing for June 5, 2023. I listened to episode 4.02 of Prairie Rose Possibilities as Cammy Canikins heads over to Seven Person School to talk to Mrs. Mullen and Mrs. Drew about their Academy of Fine Arts that has begun 2 years ago as a result of the Prairie Rose Possibilities funding. And they're talking about their art academy with music and performing arts, the drama, and the fine arts of, you know, art, like media art and painting and things like that. And fantastic to hear the growth of this Academy of Fine Arts program with the grade 4 to 6 students, and how you have a group of students in the room, possibly it sounds like at the same time, or maybe they're in separate classes, but I would expect that they're all together it all day long in this academy. And they had been able to participate at the beginning of June in Kaleidoscope, which is the district arts festival that happens over a couple of days with workshops and then performances, and then, you know, moms and dads can come and then the community can come and watch the fine arts, you know, the performing arts on stage, see the 1,000 piece art exhibit that is, you know, all the students' work over the year from across the district, things like that. So fantastic. So awesome to hear. I believe in the arts. I am not so much a fine artist myself, but the skills of being creative can transfer from one thing to another. And it's so imperative that we give students a place and authentic audience to practice their skills. This past weekend when I was at my daughter's performance, we had an issue with the programs, and me being a creative that I am, my geek nerd way, I was able to produce a QR code that we put on the screen really quick before the performance, after we discovered we weren't going to have programs in hand for people. And you know, I was able to be creative as well. So I wasn't planning on doing that, but yeah, those skills come when they need. Thanks all, bye bye. The last thing for June 5, 2023, I listened to Teach Happier with Suzanne Daly. And good morning, Suzanne. Nice to hear your voice. And this is a summer bonus episode 103, I believe is the number of this episode. And it is Lessons from a Convenience Store. And Suzanne brings us an interesting perspective on a convenience store that she visits on a regular basis in her her community called Wawa. I've never heard of Wawa, but apparently there's 900 stores up and down the eastern seaboard of the United States, and they have, you know, regular things, and it is not very, you know, assuming, but it is inviting. And one of those things that they do, and this is a curious thing that I, you know, until you think about it, you don't actually think about it, you know, is the automatic door going in and out of a store, and how an unautomatic door, a non-automatic door, an analog door, you know, most doors are actually physically there. But an analog door, as opposed to an automatic door, it provides an opportunity for you to hold the door open for someone else, or, you know, push it open yourself, or things like that. And they, Wawa, you know, senior leadership has been intentional about not putting in automatic doors, probably from an economical standpoint, because then you don't have to maintain those things, but also from a community standpoint of providing a space for a 3-second interaction between someone coming into the store and leaving the store with other people and holding the door open and being kind. So that's fantastic. Suzanne, that is awesome to hear. Like a little thing like that, you know, I can see the economics of it. I can see the financial reasons for doing so, but, you know, connecting that to community is so important. I'm going to look at doors differently now. You know, I'm going to look at all these doors that I walk through. When I go to the mall, you know, I don't want to engage with anybody because I just walk through the automatic door, walk in, and that is that. But if I had to hold the doors for somebody, it changes that a little bit. Thanks, Suzanne. Have a fabulous day. And I'm hoping that just touching base with you here makes your day as well. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, PLN, June 7, 2023. Good morning to you. It's plus 13 degrees Celsius, aiming for a high of probably into the 30s today. And so I hope you have an air conditioner or a way of staying cool today so that you can get through the heat. All right, this evening, my wife and friends and I, we're going to take our two tandem kayaks and go for a paddle nearby in the Sumas River and go see the floating forest, because the water is on the higher side, so it floods a section of the forest that we can paddle through, is my understanding. So we're going to go do that. It's exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Probably be done right around sunset or something like that. So I got something to look forward to today. All right. As I'm walking this morning, I listened to the bonus episode by Tom Schimmer on the Tom Schimmer podcast, as Tom brings us the new BC reporting order and his thoughts about it. And so I'm from British Columbia. This was super relevant to me, Tom. And I appreciate your words and your thoughts about the Ministry of Education reporting order that has become implemented effective this September for K to 9. And then, you know, grade 10 to 12 is still the percentage-based grading, which as a science guy, I like that. But is that really in the best interest of the student and discerning all those levels? All right. So Tom breaks it down, and Tom's episode should be listened to by all teachers here in BC, because I believe that Tom does a good job of showing and critiquing, not criticizing, but critiquing the work that the ministry has done and what the different levels mean. You know, we have emerging, developing, proficient, and extending, and the Ministry of Education says that all students need to reach should reach a proficient level of understanding, and that extending is, you know, beyond that. So, okay, it gets exciting. So, Tom, thanks so much. I'm working on it, trying to wrap my head around it, and this helped a lot. Bye-bye. One more thing for June 7, 2023. I listened to episode 4.05 of Prairie Rose Possibilities, as Cammie Canikins brings us the end of year two review of the Prairie Rose Possibilities projects happening around her school district. And she talks on this episode about the Foremost School Farm, the foremost agricultural resource model, and how students can learn about agriculture, and not necessarily about farming, but agriculture, and about growing products in various means. And at the outset, Corey Steves, the principal of Foremost, talks about how the garden plots were the beginning stages of that, and that as this project has grown on, they have been awarded money and are looking at a greenhouse. And that changes the way you do agriculture anywhere, actually, and how you can grow and what you can grow. And it's about the progression of learning in this that I find fascinating. That's why I like listening to these podcasts, because I hear over time how, you know, you have problems and issues and need to be overcome, but the projects can carry on in a different manner and form. One of the problems is that the champions of farm at Foremost have moved on and aren't there anymore, and we got to raise up new leaders for these projects, students, and all these things. So it's very exciting. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Cammie, for sharing. And keep on growing. It's exciting. Look forward to hearing how year three grows and goes for you, Corey, and Cammie. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye. The last thing for June 7, 2023, listening to episode 4.04 of Prairie Rose Possibilities, Cammie talks with Principal Simon Moriton out of the Prairie Mennonite Alternative School in Medicine Hat, Alberta, and talks about the work that they're doing in this school with students that mainly come from the Mennonite community around Medicine Hat and are exposed to field trip opportunities and robotics and working with students in other schools to grow their understanding of their place in the world and culture and how education is a valuable thing beyond grade 9 when many of the students that grew up in Mennonite families in southern Alberta, you know, stop going to school at grade 9 after grade 9 because, you know, they start and join the workforce. So it was exciting to hear how this publicly funded school is meeting the needs of the Mennonite community and bringing awareness to the needs for higher education and more education, even just into high school, and growing the kids' understanding of their place in the world. Thank you, Cammie. Thank you, Principal Moriton, for your work that you're doing, and it's exciting to hear. All right, take a listen to Prairie Rose Possibilities, because what Cammie's doing is doing some reflection over time, and you can go back to the beginning of the podcast that she started 2 years ago and hear how growth has happened. So if you're wondering how to track a project that's going on in your space, podcasting might be one of those things that you can do. All right, that's all I got. Have a fabulous day. Carpenter out. Bye-bye. Hey, PLN, June 8, 2023. It's water slide day. We're going to the water slide at Cultus Lake down the road behind me here. And not just on this road, but way down there. And today, so we're taking our in-building students at our school and going to the water slide. So I'm excited about that. Get to hang out with the kids, watch them enjoy themselves. I am going to take my computer so I can hotspot it and get a little bit of work done for marking for those online students that are not at the water slide today. So get some stuff done. Okay, this morning I'm listening to a new to me podcast, and I was going through Twitter yesterday and came across a post by George Valenzuela, and he is an author, he's a speaker, someone that I've been following for a number of years. And back in February 2020, just before the pandemic, Rev Up Robotics came out, which was George's discussion and book about, you know, robotics. I haven't read a book, George. I'm sorry about that. I didn't order it. I was hoping to get a copy, but then, you know, everything broke loose. So after that, so I'm sorry for that. But he wrote this book, and we had been connected before that, the year or two before that, on Twitter. And we were, you know, I was listening to some podcasts that he was on, and I was doing some little review on those with Fresh Art 5 and connecting with George. So I saw on Twitter that George has a podcast called Lifelong Learning Defined. And he just finished season one of his podcast. And I'm like, hey, George has a podcast, so I should listen to it. So this is my new to me podcast, Lifelong Learning Defined. Go check it out, because George is an entrepreneur, and he has education at the forefront of what he's doing. But how do we do that and make business out of that? All right, I'm going to be right back, because I want to talk about what I heard on this episode of Lifelong Learning Defined. Coming right back. Hang on. one more thing for June 8, 2023. Back to Lifelong Learning Defined podcast, which is a new to me podcast with George Valenzuela. On the last episode of season one, he interviews Dr. Avisha Ford out of Chicago, and she is the founder of the I Can Dream Center, which is a alternative school setting to the public school system that meets students' needs where they're at, provides education and partnership with families, and I believe is in inner city Chicago. And you know, Dr. Avisha, that is incredible to hear how you bravely and fearlessly, as George said, you know, stepped out of your role as a public educator and started up this organization and didn't get paid until at least year four yourself. But you're making a difference because you're passionate. You've got some young boys, you're a mom, you're big into fitness, and just all the things that you do. It was encouraging to hear you talk about how you go through your days, and I just want people to know that you know, you're speaking and making a difference in people's lives. I'm not saying that we've got the best school, but you have the best school for the students that are coming to your school right now, and you're making a difference in their lives. That is a message for all of us educators, that kids come to our space and come to our classes, and they might just be, you know, there for a short period of time, but that's the moments in time that we have to engage with them and build relationships with them and make a difference with them. So yes, I just wanted to say that's awesome, fantastic. So take a listen to this, and so thankful for George and just how our paths now have crossed again, George. So this is my podcast. You're going to hear this segment included with all the other segments of walking that I've done this week on Fresh Air at 5 podcast that will come out episode 125 tonight at midnight. All right. Actually, it's on Friday night at midnight, not tonight. All right, but that's okay. All right. Thanks all. Have a great day, and subscribe and listen to Lifelong Learning Defined. Hey, PLN, Friday, June 9, 2023. Happy Friday to you. Yesterday was water slide day. We went to the water slide and the power went out. There was an unfortunate incident that happened. No one was injured, but a bus burned to the ground as it was traveling along, caused a power outage in the neighborhood and around where the water slides was. And the water slides were off. The power was off for better part of about 45 minutes. We stood around. It was a nice sunny day, but there was no power. There was no concessions. There was no water pumping and moving at the water slide. So we were like, what are we gonna do? It was a bit of a stressful time, but we got through it. Power came back on. We had a wonderful day. So that was water slide day yesterday. All right, this morning as I'm walking along, I listened to episode 139 of Got Tech the Podcast. This is the final episode of their teaching school year. The guys are still finishing up school towards the middle of June next week. So thanks, gentlemen, for this episode. This is the second part of 24 websites that teachers should check out and know about. And this episode has a number of different creativity opportunities, which I think is fantastic. It's got a lot of archive sites where you can go and look at resources from the past, news articles. It's got the one about, you know, phrases in movies. What movie was that in? And you're like, wow, it wasn't in just one movie. It was in about 45 movies, and you can have those at your fingertips. Sound effects, icons, and there's some AI writing tools that don't do the writing for you, but help you understand your writing, called Hemingway. So that's pretty cool. All right, so as we're going here, that's something you should put in your back pocket. Go check out, share with your students some of these websites, possibly, you know, make the world a better place, because Nick and Eric are doing so. All right, gents, have a fabulous day. Have a good Friday, and enjoy your summer coming up really soon. Okay, bye. Hey, the last thing for Friday, June 9, 2023. This is the end of episode 125, Fresh Air at 5, and I tuned up and listened to episode 208 of My EdTech Life as Fonz brings on a guest named Nicole, and last name I didn't catch. And Fonz, you didn't put in the show notes her last name, so apologize, Nicole. But you are a language teacher, world language teacher, and working in New York, and lots of things that you're doing in your school and community and Pro-D and all those things. And this conversation you have with Fonz today was about AI in your classroom, and actually how you are implementing using AI in your classroom, and how your first exposure to it was, you know, kind of like many of us back in November was like, what? This thing can do what? And now here we are today, and it affects our productivity. I haven't used it personally a whole lot myself, a little bit for, you know, generating 30 creative, you know, prompts for making PowerPoints for middle school students that's funny. And we did a project that was for a colleague of mine shared an idea, and I ran with it that way, and we had a lot of fun. So things like that. But as far as actual productivity things, I haven't used it a whole lot. I asked for a reference letter for a student, and it gave it to me, and I changed it and affected it myself so that it was more personally from me as opposed to personal lists. So thank you, Nicole, for your thoughts. Thanks for sharing your practice a little bit and how you're using AI in your world language classes and writing prompts for students. And, you know, even the reality of talking with our students about these tools and whether or not it's a good idea. You know, the ethics of using these tools for demonstrating our learning. And, you know, us as teachers, how are we to demonstrate our profession? You know, are we supposed to write everything, or can we use things from other people? And we have done that over the years. All right, that's all. Thanks, Fonz. Thanks, Nicole. Have a good day. Bye.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cold Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here, and on the Education Podcast Network, podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself, because you're worth it.